Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. We start hour number two. It's a three-hour program, as you know. I'm in Southern California, and it's a really unusual day, a very busy day. Kevin Frazier, a good friend of mine, joins me coming up next segment, the What's Your Beef segment at 10:40. Two-time defending national champion UConn Huskies head coach Dan Hurley coming up the top of hour number three. But as promised, we start this hour by having a conversation with a former Major League manager and player. He managed in the bigs for 23 years with the Phillies, the Red Sox, and the Guardians. He won two World Series with the Red Sox in 2004 and 07. He was a three-time American League Manager of the Year. He did play a decade in the majors. He was also the National College Player of the Year in 1980 at Arizona. He appears today courtesy of the third annual Invited Celebrity Classic Golf Tournament, which is going to be held April 19th through the 21st in Irving, Texas. We are joined right now by Terry Francona. Terry, not even going to lie, I miss you, man. I miss our conversations. How you doing, Terry?
It's so good to hear your voice, Jim. I agree, man. I always enjoy catching up with you.
It is great to have you on. Me too. So we'll talk about the tournament in a few minutes, but bring me up to date. Terry, what's life been like away from the ballpark? What's keeping you busy these days?
You know, it's certainly different, but I think I came to a point where, you know, last year was kind of a tug of war for me. You know, are you in, are you out? And I was actually kind of getting irritated with myself because I didn't think the players deserved that. I didn't want to overstay my welcome. Some of the things I think you need to do to be a good manager were becoming a little harder for me. And you know what? I thought it was a good time. And I don't know what lies ahead. I don't know how much I'm going to miss the game, because I certainly will. But it doesn't scare me either. So I'm just trying to enjoy doing some things that I've never done before, like playing in this golf tournament, things like that.
I'm going to ask you about that in a minute. I think that's a really good answer, a really honest answer and a really authentic answer. And I was going to say, Terry, how did you know it was time? But you actually did answer that. So let me ask you, when we look back, there's so many things I could ask you about. But that 2004 Red Sox team that you managed to the franchise's first World Series win since 1918 was honored 2 days ago at Fenway Park as part of their opening day ceremonies. While you weren't able to attend due to personal reasons, I'm curious, what kind of memories have stayed with you now that 20 years have passed since that historic championship season?
You know, some days it seems like it was just last week, and then some days it seems like it was a long time. You know, I have such good memories, which, you know, everybody, you know, that's the easy part. I think the hard part was, you know, Tim Wakefield was such a integral part of what we did there. And so, you know, being able to honor him certainly, I think, meant more to probably everybody, you know, getting everybody together and listening to something they had to say about Wake or Stacy and something funny or an anecdote. So that part was pretty cool. But, you know, but it's also like a kick in the stomach, man, because he's so young and, you know, he seems so healthy, and it just hurts.
Terry Francona joining us. Terry, I was going to go there next anyway. The ceremony did include a video tribute to Tim Wakefield, who in the community was absolutely beloved in that organization and by the fans, absolutely beloved. I mean, such a great, great dude. He and his wife both. He passed away last October due to brain cancer. He was only 57. You did narrate the video, which honored him. How emotional was that? And for those who didn't know him, what was he like? What will you remember about Tim?
You know, I think the best way I could describe Wake was, you know, in game three when we were getting killed by the Yankees and, you know, everybody was kind of thinking our season was over. Wake went down and got his spikes, got his glove, and ran down to the bullpen and gave us 3 1/3 so we could save our bullpen. And he was supposed to start the next day. That's not an easy thing to do. You know, you wait your whole life to pitch games like that. And he sacrificed for the team. And I think that encapsulates Wake. And that's probably the best way I can describe him, because it meant so much to everybody. When we ended up winning, if you go back and look at the videos, everybody mentioned Wake. And it was for good reason.
Terry Francona joining us, no question, no question. Listen, there's no easy transition to make from that, but let me ask you spend a few moments talking about what's happening on the field this season. Like, Alex Cora, Terry, played for you on that 07 team that won the World Series. He's now in his sixth season as the Red Sox manager. I spoke to him last month. Like you, he's one of my favorite guys. He brought his typical level of energy to the conversation. How challenging of a position do you think he's in managing this season on the last year of a contract and having to compete in a very rugged AL East?
Well, I agree with the part about the rugged AL East, because that's the hard part. I think Alex is such a confident kid. I don't think the last year of his contract is going to matter to him. He's going to do what he's going to do, regardless of whether he has 10 years or 10 days on his contract. And I mean that as a compliment. He's going to be fine. He's going to, things have a way of working out. He's too good a baseball guy. He's too confident. He'll be just fine.
We're talking to Terry Francona. You know, Terry, there's been a wave of pitching injuries to start the year. The Players Association seems to think, or is trying to link, the rise in elbow injuries to the pitch clock, which Major League Baseball reduced the length of in the offseason. Do you think there's anything to that, or do you have any theories as to why so many pitchers are dealing with physical issues so far this year early on?
And Jim, I've been watching, and there are a lot of injuries, man. I agree with you. I probably have a little different take. I don't know if the clock does or not, truth be told. I really don't. I've heard people say it. I honestly don't know. I personally think everybody is reaching back for more. And, every pitch is thrown trying to grab as much velocity as you can get or as much spin as you can get on a breaking ball. And they're squeezing that ball. And I don't think that's healthy. And, because they don't have the sticky stuff for good reason, I think they're unusually grabbing and putting more stress. And I really think that has something to do with it.
I think that's really interesting what you just said. We're talking to Terry Francona. So you'll get a chance yourself. I mentioned you played 10 years in the bigs. You'll get a chance to put that hand-eye coordination to use when you play in the upcoming Invited Celebrity Classic Golf Tourney that starts on April 19th. It's a nationally televised PGA Tour Champions event with 78 pros and 40 sports and entertainment stars competing. Terry, how are you hitting them these days, and what can you tell us about the event?
Oh, when you just mentioned that it's televised, I won't be able to get the clump back. I'll be so tight. It's amazing. You can manage a game and there's 60,000 people there and not even notice it. And if there's 10 people watching me try to take my backswing back, I will be a mess. I don't hit it very far. I certainly am looking forward to it. I've become a really good friends with some of the guys on the Champions Tour. And seeing guys that you haven't seen for a while, I will love every minute of it. This is one of the things I wanted to do when I got done playing, because I used to get invited and be like, oh, man, I can't. I'm working. Well, you know what? Now I'm not, so I'm going to take advantage of it.
Hey, Terry, listen, everybody loves you. I'm curious, when you mentioned that you've become pretty good friends with some of the guys on the Champions Tour, who are some of those guys? Who are you tight with?
Well, Billy Andrade, who I got paired with back a few years ago playing, and his caddy, Zig. And through Billy, I've gotten to know, like, when they came out to Tucson, they stayed at my house, and we'd grill at night, and they'd have guys come over, and even some of the medical people who I've known. It's a small world, and I'm just so impressed with how they do things, because they've already been through the PGA Tour, and they're on the backside now, and you can tell they really appreciate it. They treat people good. It's just a really good setup, and I just love it.
And Terry, I'm curious about the sport itself. Like, it's the great equalizer. People love golf. Great, great athletes love golf because, one, it's the one thing you can never, ever master. And, two, it's something totally different. Like, when you play the game, when you pick up that different set of bats, so to speak, is it relaxing? Is it frustrating? It's both. What do you like about the sport?
You kind of just said it. Like, you hit one good shot and it brings you back for more. And you can never hit enough good shots. I mean, especially when you're like us. But it's just... it's a way to compete. It's a way to compete that doesn't hurt too much, and you don't have to run, which I don't want to do anymore. It's just like, but you hit that one shot, and it brings you back. And I love it because it allows you to compete and get the juices going a little bit.
Yeah, not only that, but you being a social person, what's better than being with some people that you love or you care about for 4 or 5 hours and having quality time on that track or even business, right? It's great for that.
Jim, I'm headed out. As soon as I hang up with you, I got my cigar. I got my buddies. We're going to go play 18 holes. We'll laugh. We'll have a beer. And that's what you're supposed to do.
Man, that is the best life right there. Terry Francona joining us once again. That is the Invited Celebrity Classic Golf Tournament. It is nationally televised as a PGA Tour Champions event. Terry, I want you to know, I've always appreciated the relationship, the friendship, and the fact that you always made yourself available to come on this program over the years, no matter where you were or what you were doing. So, I appreciate you. Great to get caught up. Have fun out on that track, and I know we'll do it again soon.
Jim, thanks so much, man. It was great catching up with you. I know you got a busy day, but it was good to hear your voice, man. Take care of yourself.
You too, Tito. Great talking to you, Terry Francona. Always been one of my favorites. Great manager. Great, great dude. And beloved. Universally beloved. I miss him. I definitely miss him. So when the Booker said to me, do you want to talk to Terry? The golf tournament's coming up. I'm like, hell yes. Hell yes. I want to talk to Terry no matter what Terry wants to talk about. One of my all-time favorites. You know what? He hasn't been gone that long either. But it seems like he's been gone a long time. So good to run him down. All right, so let me set this up for you. Coming up next segment, one of my best friends in the world. I'm not name-dropping. I mean, I love this guy too. Kevin Frazier. Kevin Frazier has got a brand new podcast. And Kevin, I'm sure, will have thoughts on the juice. Or what you clones are referring to as juice-miss. If you want to line up for a beef, do it right now. 1-800-636-8686. If you want to hit me up on X with a beef, do it at Jim Rome. Look at this guy. At UCLA Dodger Frank on the very X platform posts, I think today should be juice giving instead of juice miss. Since OJ was so good at carving meat.
Oh.
Damn, Frank. Romy, sending in a reminder for everyone to leave sunglasses at the bottom of their chimneys tonight for juice miss. Roland in Pittsburgh. Abby wants in. It Romy's my homie. Jim, we are relieved. Signed, Nax. Jim, no, man, it wasn't me. In fact, I'm looking for the real killer right now. Signed, Cancer. Joe in Greenville. Wore the 91 freeway being shut down because the police were engaged in a slow-mo chase with a white Bronco driven by heart disease with cancer as a passenger in the rear seat. Wow. See what I mean? Let's go to the phones. Steven in Orlando? The Chicken Man? The actual Chicken Man. This is not a fake Chicken Man. This is the actual Chicken Man. Let's find out. Chicken Man, what's going on, dude?
Jim, I'm just struck with grief today. So much so that I had to take the day off just to make this phone call. A brief eulogy, if you'll allow me, to a great man that absolutely just murdered it on the football field. A man that was like a dagger into the hearts of his foes. A man that covered his tracks better than anyone else. On account of how fast he moved and how he evaded those just way too slow to catch up. So to the Buffalo Bills legend Orenthal James Simpson, rest in peace, Juice. And that's all for me, Jim. Bye-bye!
Is that all, Steve?
Bye-bye!
And he ended that eulogy with his trademark. Bye-bye!
Bye-bye!
Wow. Do you know, I shouted that guy out for the whole Arkansas thing. the Tyson chicken money that lured Cal from Las Vegas to Fayetteville, and nothing. That didn't bring him out. But Oge passing did. Kevin Frazier joins me when we come back. Listen, you're falling behind. Get your beefs in right now. 1-800-636-8686. I know it's hard to execute that beef day, but work it into a beef if you want. Work it into a beef if you want. Your reaction. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Get in on the playoff action. Win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Playoffs begin April 20th. The play-in round is April 16th, 17th, and the 19th. Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in sports. Prize Picks now is offering Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account this basketball season. I love it. I know you will too. Download the app right now. Use my code ROME, ROME, for the first deposit match of up to $100. That's code ROME, ROME, on Prize Picks for a deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It is that easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Once again, the beef segment's coming up at 10:40, so you want to get in right now. 1-800-636-8686. Dan Hurley coming up top of hour number 3. As promised, we are joined right now by one of my best friends in the world. It goes without saying, I love this guy. You already know that. He is the host of Entertainment Tonight. Perhaps even more impressively, he was co-host of the legendary FX Sports Show, where he and I met, probably the highlight of both of our careers, if not our entire lives, although I don't want to speak for him. Joking aside, I don't know anybody in our business who's had the career that my dude Butta has had in dominating both in the world of sports and in entertainment, and he's at it once again. He's got a brand new podcast called Alternate Roots, which is a Wondery production. It premiered on March 12th. We will talk about that momentarily. I am speaking of my dude Kevin Frazier. Butta, my brother, what's good?
What is up? One of the greatest shows ever. And I still have the promo billboard from the FX Sports Show. I keep that in my house. I have it to this day.
Dude, don't ever lose that. That is so awesome. I love that. I love that so much. Listen, Kevin, I was all set to open it up to you and let you take it in any direction you wanted, sports or entertainment-wise, but that was before the breaking news. What is your reaction to O.J. Simpson dying this morning, and how is this going to impact your day?
Well, first of all, it made our day crazy. I'm in Las Vegas at CinemaCon, and so much that he, you know, so much of his life, the latter half, was lived here in Las Vegas, whether he was incarcerated or he just lived here. And I think that the most important thing to understand about OJ is he was someone who was at the top of the food chain before that unfortunate night and those murders, and we still don't know who killed Nicole Brown Simpson or Ronald Goldman. But maybe now that he is gone, people will step forward. I drive past that house at least twice a week, and you can't ever get over. You never, you know, pass it and forget. You always think about that night, that murder, and how it changed American society forever.
Kevin, do we not know? Do you not know who killed those two?
No. Listen, what we're waiting for is confirmation. We're waiting for the side players. As people pass away, you know, people say, oh, OJ is dying with the secret, allegedly. But now I think it will free people who might have been part of this or understood what happened or that he may have talked to and told things to speak the truth now. And I think that will be interesting to see who comes out and who says what now.
Kevin Frazier joining us. Kevin, what was your connection to him, either professionally or otherwise? Do you have any anecdotes or stories you can share? Any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, this is the wild thing, Jim, about that whole time. I mean, my neighbor was one of the lawyers on the Cochran team, and I always talked to her about, you know, that time and what happened. And having had a chance to interview so many of the players in that, and I worked with Marcia Clark for a long time. She was our legal analyst at Entertainment Tonight. And I just, Jim, I can't stress enough that people don't understand. There was no court TV before that. That trial changed everything in everybody's lives. And, you know, one of the things that Marcia Clark always talks about is living in that fishbowl, that everybody in America all of a sudden knows who you are. I mean, talking to Courtney Vance about then playing Johnny Cochran in the miniseries about the trial. There was so many people were touched by this thing. Talking to Nicole's sister and the Goldmans, this is something that to this day, you mention OJ's name and it has a polarizing effect. You are on one side or the other. And I think with his death, it's the same. It's why they waited to announce his death, because everybody has an opinion about OJ Simpson. And so I just, having touched all these people that were near or dear to that, It's the way it changed their lives, and to this day, the way it still affects them is profound.
We're talking to Kevin Frazier. He's in Vegas. Kevin, you mentioned CinemaCon. For those who don't know, what is that conference? Who's it for? And what is the big news coming out of the event this year?
So it's the movie operators and everyone that is a movie operator. They are talking about, here are the big tentpole movies that are coming out, which you can expect in your theaters and what will drive people to the theater. So all the different studios come and they do presentations. All the stars are here. I just left Chris Hemsworth and Brian Tyree Henry. And they were talking about Transformers. There is Wicked is the big thing. Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo were here yesterday. Joker with Lady Gaga playing Harley Quinn. I can't wait for Michael, the Michael Jackson movie with his nephew Jafar in it, because Jafar has Michael down. And if you don't understand that, go to YouTube and watch some of Jafar's music videos, because he had his own career. And it is wild, and I can't wait for people to see that. Margot Robbie has a new Monopoly movie. There's Gladiator with Denzel and Pedro Pascal. Kevin Costner has Horizon coming out, two parts of it. One drops in June, one drops in August. And, DJ Dwayne Johnson will be here on his, tour before he goes to wrestle. And there's so many cool things. I love coming here because you get the jump on all the movies. I was here last year to watch the Marley, they were talking about Marley and showing us extended clips of Marley, and then it came out and did so well. So, Jim, this is really one of my favorite days, and then tonight we'll have the CinemaCon Awards, which I will host.
Kevin Frazier, nice. You're going to host that. You mentioned Michael Jackson. Of course, when I think about Kobe Bryant used to talk about how Michael Jackson was as great an inspiration to him as anybody.
Yeah.
Did you know Michael Jackson at all?
Not at all. I know his family very well, and I've had a chance, to deal with the Jackson family. And it's interesting because if you remember when all that craziness was going on at the house and they were saying, oh, Jermaine's children are out of control, and they're running wild and everything, Jafar was mixed up in all that. And you're like, oh, there's a million people living in this house where they're living in the valley. And I was like, guys, relax. It's a big compound and it's cool. But, getting to know the family, and especially the brothers as they have gone on with their life, and we forget that Michael was their brother. Forget all the allegations, the craziness, all the wackiness that went along with Michael. And then also, Jim, one of the most surreal events I ever covered when I first got to Entertainment Tonight, I covered his trial up north, just north of Santa Barbara. And the Michael Jackson fans that came from all over the world. I mean, I remember sitting with this woman from Sweden who was a teacher and quit her job, and she moved into a hotel with four other people. They were sharing a hotel room because they didn't have enough money, just so they could come and sit outside every day at that trial. I've never seen anything like it. It was one of the wildest events. That's when Michael danced on top of the car and they all went crazy. Oh, one of the wildest events I've ever covered.
Kevin Frazier joining us. Kevin, one more thought about Hollywood before I ask you about your new podcast. You just wrapped up the award season, and it's the busiest time of year for you. To use a sports analogy, how much of a long shot was Oppenheimer to even get made, Kevin, by a major studio, considering the subject matter and the running time of 3 hours plus? How much of a long shot was it to get made, much less winning seven Oscars, including the Best Picture?
It's a movie about physicists. Who cares? It's a movie about physicists. And it was wild that, you know, when it came out, and this was the key, that it was Barbenheimer. So everybody was going back to the theaters. They were going to see Barbie, and they also could get a ticket to Oppenheimer. And I think that push really got them over the hump as far as making money, but also as far as people seeing the movie. I'm going to tell you something. I think it's a really good movie, and Christopher Nolan is great. Was it the best movie of the year? I don't know about that. And so it's, you know, that goes back to movies that are critically acclaimed aren't always what the people go to see. And that's the problem that Hollywood and the award season has to fix. They have to start acknowledging the movies that people go to see and love.
So what did you think was the best movie?
Listen, American Fiction, and a lot of people didn't see that either. So let me just be honest, okay? There's a lot of movies that people didn't see that were, because this was a down year for movies. We were coming off of a time where nobody was going to theaters, so we were just getting back into the feel of things. I mean, I thought Top Gun was a perfect movie. You know what I mean? And it received no love. You know, there were a bunch of movies out there that were really, really good. It didn't get a lot of love.
Hey, Kevin, that's really interesting. A perfect movie. Is there such a thing as a perfect movie? What makes a perfect movie?
The star power, like the awe factor that you go in and you're just like you're lost inside a movie. Like, for instance, the movie that just came out, Kirsten Dunst, Civil War, it's so damn good because you sit on the edge of your seat and you don't ever think about, I'm in a movie theater watching this movie. You're totally engrossed and you're into it. And that is the beauty of, I think, that like Top Gun and a movie like Civil War and a few others. I highly suggest you go see this, Jim. It will, from the minute it starts till the end and how timely it is about what's going on in America right now, it's a really good movie.
So really quickly, Kevin, what about, I'm a huge Tom Cruise guy. I love the guy. Say what you want about him and his personal life and his beliefs. I love the guy as a major, major movie star.
A movie star.
Tell me about your relationship or experiences with him. What's that been like?
Tom Cruise always comes ready to play. He is always like focused. And when he is promoting a movie, he is locked in. He remembers every person. He remembers your name. And he comes and he gives you time. You know what I mean? He promotes his stuff. You know how there's athletes, Jim, that you've had that have sat down with you and they give you nothing. And it's like, bruh, I'm here trying to help you. Tom Cruise comes as focused as anybody else in the business. And I'll tell you a quick story. During the tour, for one of the Mission Impossibles, our correspondent, Jan Carl, and her mother were in Berlin. And it was a hot day. And her mom passed out. And Tom Cruise caught Jan's mom and sat there and held her until they could get medics there to help her. Now,
of course,
he's in the middle of
did,
promoting
dude.
Movies.
Yep.
But I'm like, dude, are you serious right now? And he sat right there.
You know he did. Now, if you weren't busy enough, you are now co-hosting the new Alternate Roots podcast with Trey Wingo, who is also a former ESPN SportsCenter anchor like yourself. How did that come together, and what does that podcast focus on?
So, this idea of the sliding doors of sports, if one little thing changes, the repercussions that come out because of that. And so Trey and I were talking about it, and you know, JJ Redick approached us both about this, and we were like, we love this idea. And so we sat down and we mapped out a bunch of ideas, and we laid it out like the and it's alternate routes. We went the routes routes, but anyway, routes. And we just, like, this week we dropped the podcast of what if Tiger doesn't get in trouble? What happens? What changes? How different is the trajectory of his life if that night at his house and his wife doesn't swing on him with that golf club and he isn't busted? If he can still keep his phone hidden away from his wife, what happens? How different is his life? What if Barry Bonds went to the Yankees because he came very close to going to the Yankees instead of the San Francisco Giants? How does that change everything? How different is Derek Jeter's life because of that? What if the Chris Paul trade isn't vetoed? I mean, come on. And my take on that, by the way, the Chris Paul trade, they were giving up so much, and now we know what we know about the other pieces that were going to be left behind and how they may not have worked out. So Chris Paul coming to the Lakers may not have been the, like, a direct route to a championship for Chris like everybody thinks. So there are all these things. And, I mean, Jim, you can think of so many scenarios where if one thing changes, everything's different.
I actually love the concept. I love the notion. Let me ask you this. I know you're having fun with it, too. Are you having more fun with that than you did the FX Sports Show?
I mean, we don't have the geek. And for anybody who doesn't understand what the geek is about, please go to YouTube and just look it up. It's the most asinine thing that's ever happened in sports. And we talk to the geek each and every Sunday, Jim and I did, like it was gospel. We interacted with him like it made sense. And it was one of the silliest things you will ever see in sports history. Love the guy who played the geek, but it was just ridiculous. It was ridiculous. It really was.
Dude, it was right? Idiotic. It was idiotic. And not the guy. The geek was a good dude. The geek was a good dude. Yeah, I mean.
Good dude.
He had to know. He had to know. And you and I were just doing a job. But if not for that idiotic geek and that notion, you and I would have never met each other, which is the beauty of this whole thing, Kevin. Can you imagine that? I'm at a point in my life where I feel strongly about this, that I'm going to tell a person either on or off the air, man, dude, it's not awkward either, man. I love you. You are one of my best friends. How crazy is it that our great friendship was born out of the freaking FX Sports Show? We never knew each other. They just threw us together for that show.
No, and it's so wild because, you know, I used to come home and watch you on Talk 2 because I did the midnight news in Cincinnati. So I'd watch you on Talk 2 and they're like, oh, do you know this guy, Jim Rome? And I was like, well, I know Jim Rome. He's incredible. And then I get to meet you. We bond. We have family connections and everything. And this is the thing that as you get older, you also learn. There are very few people that you will meet and love and get to know and you will remain lifelong friends. You care about their kids and their wife and everything that goes on in their life. And those are important relationships.
We have all these bull bleep relationships. You know what's real and what's not. Anyway, I'm going to get out now and thank him. I absolutely love Kevin Frazier. He is one of my best friends in the business, in life, and otherwise. And a guy you can always count on, a guy who would take a bullet for you. I absolutely love him. One of the most talented people I've ever met and one of my favorite people. Kevin Frazier, check out his new podcast. That's actually a great idea. Alternate Routes, Alternate Routes. There he is. But I don't know what happened. I was just saying goodbye to you. You went with a bull bleep bomb, which we had to dump, and then all of a sudden you were just gonzo. So finish that thought, my man, real quickly.
You're on TV, too, because I'm like, I'm just talking. We're talking about our love for each other and how I know your mother, your sister, your family, your wife, your boys, and I'm like, oh, and that's more important than anything we'll ever do on TV. And then I look, and it's like crickets.
Exactly, dude. That is so funny. No, I said my man was making the most poignant point of all time, and all of a sudden he's just gonzo. He's gonzo. No, dude, I was not ghosting you over that. You're so right. I could not agree with you more. I could not have said it better myself. I do love you, my man. I appreciate you very much, Kevin. I love you. The podcast is incredible. Listen, be good, be healthy, and I know we'll talk again soon.
Jim, always good to talk to you. Tell everybody I said hello. Love you, man. I'll talk to you soon.
You too. But if you know this show and you know Kevin Frazier and you know our relationship, you know how much I love him. And he really is one of the most talented people I've ever met in my life. He's had an amazing career. He's got great energy. He is beloved. And my man, best storyteller ever, best dinner guest ever, best guy ever to hang out with. He is beloved. All right, let's get out quickly. It's going to be a short beef segment. Unless, Tommy, we hold it to the very end on the back end and close the show with it. And the calls are lined up. We're just going to blast through it. We're going to blast through it. Time now for a sports update. My thanks to my guy,
butter.
Kevin Frazier, here is a sports update. Here's Dexter Henry.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
As you know, not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trapper's original old-fashioned teriyaki, hot and spicy, and peppered, all come in 4-ounce bags. That way you can sample different flavors and find the best one for you. Ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef? It's got to be rapid fire. This is a short beef segment. It's got to be rapid fire. Let's go to the phones. Joe in Orlando. Joe, what's your beef?
Hey, Jim. My beef is when the people who are always late to stuff, my family, when they treat me like I'm freaking O.J. Simpson for trying to keep us on time to stuff. I'm not the bad guy, folks. I'm your white knight.
Thanks, Joe. Let's go to John in Omaha, Nebraska. John, what is your beef?
Thanks for the line, Jim. My beef is with the bag who does not allow me to zipper merge in traffic, because he's straddling the line. He's some kind of rooster blocking Delta Bravo. Get out of the way. Let me show you how to drive, my man.
A rooster blocking Delta Bravo. Incredible. All right, John, appreciate it. Let's go to Ed in San Antonio. This is good. Rapid fire. Bang, bang. Get in, get out. I don't have much time. Ed in San Antonio. Ed, what's your beef?
Hey, Jim. Yeah, my beef is with bees. My girlfriend was volunteering at the Texas Open last week. She comes home, says she got stung on the course. I said, well, honey, where'd you get stung? Between the first and second hole? Well, look.
That's not a good call. No. You don't like that call.
I don't like that call.
I don't have time to ask Alvin, but I don't think I need to. Let's go to New Orleans. Nooch. Nooch, what's your beef?
Hey, Romy, my beef is with you. I can't believe you would perpetuate this kind of negativity. Of course we're going to have little cleavers and steak knives underneath our Juicemas trees. JXP, this is for you! Time to die! Merry Juicemas.
Thanks, Nooch. Thanks for nothing at all. Let's go to Pomona. Anthony. Anthony, what's your beef?
My beef is with all these Orenthal haters. Like, newsflash, the last time I checked, not guilty means you did not do that crime. And if being sued in civil court means you're guilty of killing someone, then let's get on Moesha and Inspector Gadget for that. Remember, he's not black. He's O.J. War Kevin Frazier is still looking for the real killers.
Hmm. All right, Anthony. Let's go to Erie, PA. Paul. Good to have you. Paul, what's your beef?
Beef with the oil companies selling mid-grade gasoline. People, read your manuals. Either take super, you take the low grade. It's one or the other. And just a question for you, Jim. Did you?
That's not a good call. No.
No questions.
You don't like that call.
Just
like
beefs.
Call.
Right, Alvy?
Not a very good call.
Yeah, Alvy was not having that. This is not the question segment. This is the beef segment. Hit me with a beef. Let's go to the ATX. Vince, a mainstay of the beef segment. Vince, what's your beef?
Hey, Jim Rome, que pasa? My beef, again, is with Josh, fat Josh Heupel, going off on UT, joining the SEC. He should worry about his spring practice and his program going the other way. He said Tennessee is the only UT in the SEC.
What, Alvy?
No. You don't like that call.
I don't like that call.
Alvy said, what do you not understand about rapid fire? It's a short beef segment. We're on the clock. You were running too long. Get in, get out. Let's go to Omaha, Nebraska. John in Omaha. John, what's your beef?
Hey, I'm my beef with Kevin Frazier for pretending he doesn't know who really killed Ron and Nicole.
All right. I mean, I did follow up and ask him when he said that. now we're going to find out, hopefully, who it was. And I said, Kevin, you don't know who it was? You don't think he did it? And then he explained, no, it. Anyway, this is rapid fire. I'll allow that. Let's go to Green Bay. I love Kevin Frazier. Let's go to Green Bay. Steve in Green Bay. Steve, what's your beef?
Jim, my beef is with the wait person who makes you wait and sits and ignores you, then walks up to your table and says, thank you for your patience.
All right. In other words, you weren't patient. You had no choice. You were waiting for the wait person. 1-800-636-8686. Let's try one. Line one. Joe in Orlando. Hey, Joe, what's your beef? Joe, what's your beef? Now you're done. My beef is when you call up and you get on hold and you know we're moving through it fast. We're going to get to you. Be ready when I come to you. Dylan in Vegas. Dylan, what is your beef?
My beef is with Jim Rome. On a great day like this, you don't let Parody Larry in. You got to step your game up.
That's a terrible take. First of all, how do you know I didn't let him in? But then again, that's fair. If it's any day, he's probably not getting in. I got a beef. Who calls this radio program and is critical of me for not letting the great Parody Larry in? My beef is family members of Parody Larry calling this show, crying about me not letting Parody Larry in. My beef is with people who have so little integrity, they would take money from Parody Larry to call up and say, oh, I'll say that. Give me $5. Let's go to Scott in Arkansas. Scott, what's your beef?
Hey, Jim. I got beef with the neck, the bones in people's neck.
You have beef with the bones in people's neck. You know what? I'm so glad that was a short beef segment because that was terrible. And they never are. Good luck finding a post out of that, Shock. When we come back, the two-time defending national champion Dan Hurley joins us. Stay tuned.